coming up on episode number 761. Well, a little over 20 years ago, Martin Scorsese released a film that had just as much to do with gangsters and the lifestyle of gangsters as much as it did with the music that was in the movie itself. He had a lot of rules for the music in the movie. We're going to talk about that. We're going to listen to it to what could be a very funny show. Funny how? Funny like a clown? Do I amuse me? Am I here to amuse you? No, I'm here to give you the Goodfellas cover story coming up right now on Coverville. Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's Tuesday, April 12th, 2011. My name is Brandon, and welcome to the Goodfellas cover story, a tribute to the music of the film Goodfellas, so much more than you found on the soundtrack to the film. You're going to hear covers of everything that happened, all the major points. Not every song in there. There were 43 tunes used in the soundtrack to Goodfellas. Martin Scorsese had a lot of rules for that music, too. For example, he wouldn't put any music into a scene unless it occurred chronologically or was released before that scene was supposed to have taken place. So, you know, if he had a scene that took place in 1973 when they're beating the crap out of Billy Bats, well, sure enough, that you couldn't use any music earlier than that. And there's a great website or a great page on Wikipedia that not only explains all the songs that were used, but actually what happens during all those songs. We're going to start off with a song that is played, according to Wikipedia, when Jimmy Conway is first introduced. By the way, this whole episode requested by Henry Lavoie. He didn't pick the music for it, but he did provide the list of all the songs from the soundtrack. And for that, I say thank you. Okay. Anyway, song that was played when Jimmy Conway is first introduced, a cover of the song Speedo by the Cadillacs. Let's go ahead and get things kicked off.
Beatles. cause I don't believe in wasting time. Don't believe in wasting time. I've known some pretty women, yeah, yeah, and I caused them to change their mind. Girl, I ain't gonna be bothered you tonight.
You can get no down to me. You can get no down, son of a bitch.
Don't you be holding on to me now. Get away from me.
Hello, Mr. Harry.
Hey, you look good to me.
And now the purple dust of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. Now the little stars pine, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a love that cannot die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. That melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you when our love was new. And each kiss an inspiration. Oh, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall where stars are bright. You are in my arms. That nightingale tells its fairy tale of paradise where roses bloom. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain. My consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall where stars are bright. You are in my arms. That nightingale tells its fairy tale of paradise where roses grow. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like a fellow once said, ain't that a kick in the head? Her room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be. Ooh, beautiful out, sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't that a kick in the head? Fellow once said, ain't that a kick in the head? Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning, I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. She's telling me we'll be wet. She's picked out a king-size bed. I couldn't be any better, or I'd be sick. Tell me quick. Oh, ain't that a kick?
British songstress Lulu, sounding very much like all those great American girl groups of the 1960s, covering the Crystals there with He's Sure the Boy I Love. You'll find that on her 2007 Best Of album. Again, that's Lulu. And a song that in the movie, the Crystal version is playing on the jukebox in the diner that Billy Batts owns when they are introducing Billy Batts. That's the music that you're hearing. Before that, Robbie Williams with his cover of Dean Martin's Ain't That a Kick in the Head, kind of the song that's, I think, synonymous with that film. One of the three or four songs that you hear today and you think of scenes from the movie. Just a great version there. You'll find that on his 2001 album, Swing When You're Winning, Robbie Williams. Right before that, Tiny Tim, backed up by Brave Combo. Tiny Tim passed away a few years ago, but was an incredible student of music, studied old music, was just a just had this amazing knowledge of musicians and groups, all from every genre, from every decade. Just an amazing musician, and kind of got pigeonholed with that whole novelty thing. Of course, he had the Tiptoe Through the Tulips and married Miss Vicky on The Tonight Show. Anyway, Tiny Tim, backed up by Brave Combo from the 1996 album Girl with Stardust, originally by Hoagy Carmichael. I'm trying to remember who did that for the film. Let me see here. It was originally, for the film, it was done by Billy Ward and his Dominoes. And then we start off the set with Ry Cooder covering the Cadillacs from his 1988 album Borderline. Some blues for you. Speedo was the name of that song that we started everything off with. And again, originally by the Cadillacs. Coverville tonight is brought to you by Audio Engine USA. That's AudioEngineUSA.com. With their innovative and self-powered speakers and wireless products, they're designed for all your music. Check out their award-winning sound, their high-quality materials, and their truly useful features. Let's talk a little bit about the W1, the AW1, Audio Engine W1, the premium wireless audio adapter. Think of it as a mini 16-bit USB digital audio converter to get music from your computer out to any audio gear, but it's wireless. It sends the music from over here to over there clearly, cleanly, with no lag. It's just amazing. And it works great for people with subwoofers, but they don't want to buy a new wireless subwoofer or stretch a cord all the way across their living room. No problem. Use it just like this. It's very, very cool. It's great with the iPhone. It's great with A5 speakers, everything, and it provides CD quality stereo sound with no reduction in audio quality. When you're ready to buy, go to AudioEngineUSA.com, enter the coupon code COVERTEN, that's COVERTEN. When you buy online, you'll get 10% off your order, free shipping, no tax, and all of your cables included. That is AudioEngineUSA.com. All right, let's continue to the next set of music, and we're going to kick things off with Aerosmith with a great cover. And you know, this is one that if I have to play a cover of this song, I'm going to go to one of two places. I'm going to go to the Go-Go's, or I'm going to go to Aerosmith. In this case, I'm going to Aerosmith. Remember, Walking in the Sand, from their 1979 album, Night in the Ruts. Here is Aerosmith with a song originally done in the movie by the Shangri-Las.
Softly, we met with our kiss. What in the hell to do? Atlantis was an island which lay before the great flood in the area now called the Atlantic Ocean. So great an area of land that from the western shores those beautiful sailors journeyed to the south and the North America's release. In their ships with the painted sails. To the east, Africa was available. Across a short strait of sea miles. The great Egyptian age is but a remnant of the Atlantean culture. The Antediluvians colonized the world. All the gods who play a part in mythological dramas and all legends from all lands were from fair Atlantis. Knowing what they would be, Atlantis set out ships to all corners of the earth. Onward were the 12, the poet, the physician, the farmer, the scientist, the magician, and the other so-called gods of our legends. Gods they were, and as the elves of our time choose to remain blind, let us rejoice, and let us sing, and dance, and ring in the new.
Somewhere waiting for me. My lover stands on golden sands. She watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. Somewhere watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to your arms I'd go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. Well, she's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to your arms I'd go sailing. Well, it's far beyond the star, and it's clear beyond the moon. And I know
from her 2007 album, Gin Gin. That is Anjali Kidjo with special guest on that track, Joss Stone, doing a cover of Gimme Shelter, originally by the Rolling Stones, used for one of the scenes where they're cutting cocaine in the movie in Goodfellas. Before that, Beyond the Sea, a fantastic track, originally by Bobby Darin, covered there, very true to heart, by Royal Crown Review, one of those swing bands that came out around the same time as the Cherry Poppin' Daddies and the Squirrel Nut Zippers. Didn't quite get the limelight as much as those two bands did, but still put out some great stuff. That comes from a 2001 album called Muggsy's Move, from the Royal Crown Review. Before that, Lenola with a cover of Atlantis, a song that Henry, when he suggested that I do the cover story, he suggested that I include a cover of Atlantis, even though Billy Batts wouldn't like it. Well, yes, because it's used in the scene where they kill Billy Batts, so he probably wouldn't like that. The original version, Donovan, used in that scene, the cover from a 2002 tribute to Donovan called A Gift from a Garden to a Flower, kind of a play on one of Donovan's album names. And then we start off the set with Aerosmith covering the Shangri-Las from their 1979 album Night in the Ruts. Clever album title. A cover of Remember, Walking in the Sand. Well, you know there has to be a Layla cover in here somewhere, right? And it's coming up, but before we get to that, we're going to get to another Eric Clapton tune, a cover of another Eric Clapton tune, this time featuring Santana and Rob Thomas. Yeah, you remember the song that was a huge summer hit a while back, Smooth. Here's another one from the same guys that put that one together. Of course, Santana, the guitar virtuoso, and Rob Thomas, lead singer of Matchbox 20. This comes from an album that came out last year called Guitar Heaven, The Greatest Guitar Classics, and features Santana doing duets with a whole bunch of different artists, much like the album Supernatural and the one that came out right after that. Here is Sunshine of Your Love, again by Santana and Rob Thomas.
Lights close their tired eyes. by the age of five. My mama told me I'd be the greatest singer alive.
Now, man,
we're past 21. Come on with me, honey. We're having lots of fun. I said to him, hey, child, I represent man. Now indicate I'm grown. Hey. But when I say wine, that means mannish boy. I play one more. Standing in that line, I'll make love to you, baby, for 3 hours' time. But not a man. I say, can you resist? As their ailment. Hey, child. Hey. That decayed man. Boy, my hoochie coochie man, natural born lovers man. I'm a rolling stone. 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 Bring back my second cousin, little John the Conqueror. My surround, H-I-M. And I didn't care, I'm grown. That rosy man, hoochie coochie man. Natural born lovers man. I'm a rolling stone. I'm a rolling stone. Rolling Stone, I'm a Rolling Stone.
Beach Boy.
Manish Boy, originally by Ellis McDaniel, McKinley, Morganfield, but of course covered very famously by Muddy Waters, and then covered again right there by the Hindu Love Gods on their only album, the one that came out in 1990. Of course, Hindu Love Gods were Warren Zevon fronting basically everybody in REM that wasn't Michael Stipe. And of course, you know them best by their cover of Raspberry Beret. Before that, Sean Mullins from his album, The First 10 Years, which came out in 1999 with a cover of George Harrison's What Is Life? The song that's playing when all the bodies are discovered, and reportedly a song that for a lot of the songs in the movie, if there was no dialogue in the scene, Martin Scorsese would actually play the song that was going to be playing in the final cut of the movie during that scene. So as they're filming the scene where all the bodies are being discovered and the buried bodies in the meat wagon, they're playing Layla. They're playing the Eric Clapton, Derek and the Dominoes version of Layla. That version right there that you heard was by Eric Gales with Derek Trucks from a 1999 compilation called Blues Power, Songs of Eric Clapton. Now, Derek Trucks, amazing, amazing guitarist, and you hear a lot of him in that song, is now a member, as of 1999, is now a member of the Allman Brothers, actually joined the band in 1999. I mean, this is a young kid. He was born in 1979. So, I mean, a lot of this stuff, a lot of the music that he's influenced by came out before he was born. And as a matter of fact, his name, Derek, was supposedly based on that Derek and the Dominoes album. I mean, his parents named him after Derek of Derek and the Dominoes. How cool is that? Eric Gales with Derek Trucks and their cover of Layla. And then we start off that set with another Eric Clapton song. Eric Clapton, as he was part of Cream, doing Sunshine of Your Love, a cover there by Santana featuring Rob Thomas. You'll find that on an album that came out last year, putting Santana duetting with a bunch of different different musicians and artists. Right there, he was with Rob Thomas of Matchbox 20, covering Sunshine of Your Love. And that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know, this is just like the Big Lebowski last month. This is definitely making me want to go check out Goodfellas again. It's been several years since I've seen the film, so I think I'm going to have to break that one out and watch it later. Email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or you can go to coverville.com, go to the show notes for this or any other episode, and leave your comments right there. It's a great place to communicate and discuss stuff with other Coverville citizens. You can also go to the forums, the Coverville forums. It's another place where you can discuss cover songs. Actually, you can discuss anything and everything right there in the forums. Lots of great stuff. Discussions still happening in the forums. I haven't been in there in a few days, but I get the messages letting me know what new things have been posted. So check it out. That's at the coverville.com forums. And of course, be here on Thursday for the next episode. We're going to do that Tim Buckley cover story that got postponed from last month because I got sick. So we're going to do that this Thursday, so stick around for that. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We're going to see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. Bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. And Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. Check that out by going to frogpants.com, where you're going to find podcasts so good. So good, it's better than a kick in the head.
Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.